Mike Harrington from the Buffalo News joins us. Mike, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Jason, thanks for having me. It's July, and we're knee-deep in hockey here in Buffalo. It's a good time.
There is a lot going on around the Sabres, as you know, kind of projections on what's going to happen to that lineup. A lot of people felt like they're still planning on hopefully being in the running for McDavid, but then they went out and signed all these veterans, and to me, it totally doesn't look like that from an organizational standpoint. They're in the Eastern Conference, which is a lot easier than the Western Conference. It seems like, you know, they fully believe that they can go back and be a competitive team right away. Do you think they can be?
You know, it's really hard to say. I mean, I tell people a lot of the time that, you know, they were so bad last year, they could win 10 more games and still be near the bottom of the league. Let's not forget, guys, they were 25 points behind the Calgary Flames last season. They were really down. So if you give the Sabres another 10 wins and put them up to only 71 points, how far up the standings will they climb? The one thing we know, they will be a much better team this year, and they will certainly be more competitive. How many points that translates to remains to be the big question.
Well, as you know, we're going through much the same thing here. I mean, the Oilers could pick your number based on the last 8 years out of the playoffs, you know, a couple of 30th place finishes. You can get a lot better as a hockey club and still fall well short. And, you know, then you have a parade of coaches, a parade of players. I mean, I haven't looked at the Buffalo roster. How many players remain from even 4 years ago at this point? It's got to be only a handful.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking Tyler Myers and Drew Stafford and Tyler Ennis and not many others. And realistically, the Edmonton situation has been a real cautionary tale for the Sabres. They don't want to languish at the bottom of the league and pick high over and over and over again. And they really don't think they will, because they feel they built from the back end, they really have some high-end young defensive talent. And that's something really the Oilers really have lacked for a long time, as they've picked this string of forwards. So the Sabres feel the defensive core is really going to help them. You know, I think their goaltending is a question mark now, but they have some prospects there. This is a team full of young talent. Here's the stat for you guys. Their development camp this week with 7 first-round draft picks and 5 second-round draft picks on the ice. It's a pretty amazing stat.
And a lot of them, you mentioned, you know, defense, right? Here in Edmonton, they went with a lot of wingers, and we saw that that's not the way to build your team with high-end picks. Obviously, Taylor Hall and Jordan Eberle have been smart, but some of the other ones you can debate that to build a winning team, not necessarily the case. Now, the big concern about the Sabres, Mike, is they have a lot of young prospects, and last year it seemed like they had no clue how to develop them. They had 4 guys under the age of 19, and no NHL team had ever done that. Do you sense that philosophy will change this year?
Yeah, when they fired Darcy Regier, I think the trust level in new GM Tim Murray is very high within the organization and within the fan base. The guys who belong in Rochester in the AHL will be in Rochester. The guys who belong in junior hockey will be back in junior hockey. No one will be force-fed into the NHL if they're not ready. They're going to have each individual guy on the proper development curve here. Other than, I think, Sam Reinhart, you know, the number 2 overall pick, they're insistent he'll go back to junior, but I think there's certainly some pressure there to make sure he's in the NHL. But the rest of these guys, any or all of them could go back to the AHL or junior, because this is not a 5-year plan rebuilding, but it's not a 1-year plan either. This is something looking 2-3 years down the road, and they want to make sure they don't make any of those kind of mistakes you referred to.
Did you say their plan is that Sam Reinhart will go back to junior?
No, their plan is that if he doesn't look like he's NHL ready, he will go back to junior. But I think most people don't feel they can do what Tampa did with Jonathan Drouin, the number 2 overall pick on the last place team, better play in the NHL right out of the box.
Yeah, now, I would think we're probably going to see Reinhart for at least that 9-game look, eh?
Absolutely, the 9 games for sure. I think Nikita Zadorov, their big defenseman, who was their second number 1 pick last year, might get that look too before he has to go back to London. You know, you have to see what you have with Reinhart. I mean, the Sabres don't project out to be a playoff team. I want to see what they have with him early on and then go from there. But, you know, there's a lot of excitement. I mean, they had their development camp scrimmage, and I can't emphasize that enough. It's development camp in July, Tuesday night, and they had 8,700 people in the building.
Wow, that says something. That was going to be one of my questions. What's the temperature of the fan base in Buffalo after some difficult seasons. You know, they've been selling hope here and preaching patience. And Buffalo's a good hockey town, like Edmonton. Fans will buy it if they believe what you're saying. Where's your fan base at?
Well, right now, the shift in attitude is huge, and it's simply because they got the GM out of there. They got rid of, finally, Darcy Regier after 16 years. Tim Murray has a unique personality, really engendered himself to the fan base with his in-your-face pick of Sam Reinhart at the podium at the draft without really thanking anybody before he made the pick. They believe in his draft choices. He did a great job at the trade deadline. All these young prospects have the fan base excited. I think people know it's not going to be a playoff team this year. It's a good situation for the Sabres. They almost have a one-year mulligan here from the fan base. I think the impatience level will grow starting next year. But, yeah, I just can't emphasize enough when you get 8,700 people for your July development scrimmage when you've just finished in last place. That says something about how much your fan base is ready to erupt if you could put a winner on the ice.
Is that also because they believe just with Darcy Regier gone, things will be different?
Yes, they believe that they have a better hockey eye in that GM's chair. They believe they have a better development system going with Tim Murray having so much background in scouting in Ottawa. And they believe they have a guy with more of an acumen to make deals at the NHL level. Tim Murray certainly showed that at the trade deadline. Darcy made some good deadline deals also, but free agency was a tough thing for Darcy. Murray did very well with Brian Gionta, and Josh George is going to be a hero in Buffalo for accepting a trade and turning one down to Toronto so Josh Georges can write his ticket in this town. Tim Murray, right now, Tim Murray is the man in this town. And, you know, it's not too often a GM is the man, but right now Tim Murray is the man here.
Tyler Ennis just re-signs. I look at him, he strikes me as a very important piece of what you guys want to get done down there.
24 years old, already has two 20-goal seasons. I talked to his agent today, and, you know, they're really expecting him to have huge years at his 27 and 28 year. It's a 5-year deal, $23 million. You know, Ennis can be a 30-goal scorer, 70 to 80-point guy in this league in a couple more years. They think they're going to get a lot more from him. Right now, he projects out to be the number one center. Certainly in a year or two, that might change based on the draft. But he's their top-turning goal scorer. He was a restricted free agent. They needed to get him signed. They wanted to keep him. He wanted to stay. They got the deal done. It's a good deal for all sides.
Mike, quickly, looking at their blue line, how many of their young guys, like Mark Pesek, I assume, makes that team out of camp. How many of their other young defenders do you think are going to start the season in Buffalo?
I think Pesek starts the season here. I think Rasmus Ristolainen, the number one pick last year, who scored the golden goal for Finland in the World Juniors, starts the year in Buffalo. Maybe you get a look at Zadorov for those 9 games. Other than that, you're going to have, you know, veterans. You're going to have Tyler Myers and Mike Weber and Josh Georges, and they also signed Andre Mazaros in free agency, and that's going to be your defensive core. So I think you're looking at probably, you know, 2 of those young guys here, and I think Pesek, you know, they got him up to 23, 24 minutes a night in the AHL the end of last year. He's ready to go on a full-time basis in the NHL now.
Mike, as always, we appreciate the rundown. Sounds like it's a busy time, hockey time in Buffalo in July. Enjoy.
All right. Thanks, gentlemen.